This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
I am sooner born, sooner bred, but since that sooner schooner is stuck, now I say, give me the hogs, Chuck.
Hey, welcome in. Hope you had a great weekend. A new week is underway on the Give Me the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. I've got a lot of ground to cover today, and we're going to talk about football, basketball, a national championship, baseball. So let's just get right down to work. Spring football returning this week. The Razorbacks have gotten two practices in. Both of them happened late last week. Sam Pittman met with the media folk on Friday and kind of assessed what he had seen over the first couple of days. Now, I know, as we've discussed on this podcast, for most people, the offense is where the focus is, more specifically, the quarterback spot. There are a few things that I think are interesting that have come out of the first couple of days of practice. Number one is that Taylen Green, the transfer from Boise State, has taken most, if not all, of the snaps with the number ones. Here's what Sam Pittman had to say about that.
We've seen some out of him before, you know, with the walks and all this kind of stuff and meeting time he puts in and all that kind of stuff. So it was different than throwing a guy in with the ones the first day of practice because the rules have allowed us to do more before practice starts. I like where we're at with the quarterbacks. I think they're battling in there. I think Malachi had a better day today than he did on Thursday. Chris is doing well. I like where KJ's at. Taylen's doing a fine job. I like where they're at. They like each other. They're competing hard against each other. And the one thing I'm seeing a little bit more out of them this year is they all seem to possess really good leadership qualities and take ownership of their own mistakes, but yet have really good leadership skills. That's what you have to have at the quarterback position.
Now, obviously, all of them are getting plenty of snaps. When they came out on the first day, Taylen Green was number one. Malachi Singleton was number two. Jacoby Criswell was number three. The KJ that he's speaking of there is KJ Jackson. He's a new freshman that they think is going to be very, very good as we move forward. But, you know, to me, as we move through this week, one of the things to watch for is whether Taylen Green continues to take the overwhelming majority of snaps with the number one unit. Coach Pittman has said that he'd like to name a starter by the end of spring. You know, if he continues to take the snaps with the number ones this week, it would seem from the outside looking in as though perhaps they've already made that decision. I'm not suggesting necessarily that they have, but I do think in part anyway the answer to that question may come as we move through the week. Now, a couple of other points, and one of them ties into the quarterback position. Coach Pittman, he kind of trailed off into some other stuff after he said this in his press conference Friday, and he never really got back to it. It's a short soundbite. It's 7 seconds, but I think it has a lot to do with what's going on at spring practice right now.
Greatest thing, and I think the NCAA understood that you're going to have each team, they're going to have a lot of new players, you know, and so they allowed us to have walkthroughs and meetings and things of that, and I say things of that nature too much, but walkthrough and meetings, I'm trying to get better at that.
You know, times have changed in college football. Players transfer at the drop of a hat, and the makeup of your team this season is probably not going to resemble a whole lot the makeup of your team from a season ago. So the NCAA, and this is one of the smart things that they did, one of the wise things that they did. They take a lot of hits, but I think they're on the mark here. They've allowed players to organize themselves in 7-on-7 drills, and they've allowed coaches to be present for walkthroughs roughly 10 times before spring practice begins. This is in recognition, in large part, of the fact that rosters change so dramatically now because of the transfer portal. Arkansas was really able to take advantage of this. It's one of the reasons why I think, for example, Talon Green is taking the majority of the snaps with the number ones, because they already know. And I think it's one of the reasons that, at least from what we understand, the implementation of Bobby Petrino's offense has gone smoothly. You know, the players have to organize these 7-on-7s. Coaches can't be out there, but Arkansas did plenty of them. Now, they can be out there for walkthroughs, and those started in early February. You know, they started early last month, so I think they've gotten about 10 of them in. You know, that's when essentially you are walking through what you are doing. You're walking through the plays. And sometimes it's a fast walk. Let's just put it that way. So there's been a lot of teaching going on. And the way these 7-on-7s have gone, it seems as though have pointed toward Talon Green being Arkansas' starting quarterback, at least going into August. But you know, Arkansas has been able to take advantage of that. The one thing that I do know, and I'm not going to claim that I know a lot of time has passed since Bobby Petrino was the head coach at the University of Arkansas, but I know he is a teacher of the game. The old-timers, I can remember when he was the head coach, the old-timers that I would talk with marveled at his ability to coach all the positions, his understanding of all the positions. Coach Pittman said something about Coach Petrino that I think is telling.
Your ability, first and foremost, to teach, and then obviously your mind has to be a little bit different than others, but which his is. But it's ability to teach, it's ability to communicate, and he's exceptional at that, and I believe so is Ronnie Fouts and Eric, and them, those guys have done a really good job of buying into Coach Petrino's system.
You know, the one thing from the outside looking in, and I made this comment before, but my feeling about Coach Petrino has always been that what he enjoys most, more than anything else in the whole world, is watching video, breaking down a defense, playing the chess, playing the game, so to speak. I think he loves the chess match. I think he loves to teach offense. And that's one of the reasons that I suspect that it is going well. I don't have many worries about whether or not Arkansas is going to score points next year. I really don't. And I promise you, whoever the quarterback is will be a better quarterback than they were a year ago. Before we move on to anything else, we got to talk about a national championship.
At this time, it's my pleasure to present this year's national championship to the University of Arkansas Razorback.
The NCAA Women's National Champions, the Arkansas Razorbacks. It happened over the weekend in Boston. That's where the NCAA indoors were held this year. For the Razorback women, it's their fifth indoor national title, their second in a row. They go back-to-back, third in the last 4 years. Lance Harder retires. Longtime assistant Chris Johnson takes over, and the beat goes on.
It's special. First year, first one. SECs, now the SEC2As. I'm scared what's going to happen next.
50th for the school. How does that fit in continuing the program of excellence at Arkansas?
I think it's fitting to walk in the shoes of a lot of great men and young ladies that got it done at the University of Arkansas, and just to be a part of that is fantastic.
The sprinters really won it. for the Razorbacks on Saturday night. Arkansas finished 1-2-3 in the 400 meters. First time that's ever happened at the NCAA Indoor Championships. And that had a lot to do, obviously, with the way the scores transpired at the end of the night. I think they scored, the way I read it, 30 points in about 30 minutes. And that led to the championship, the 50th national championship, when you combine men's and women's track and field at the University of Arkansas. The men this time around had a very good meet. They finished second to Texas Tech. Seven of the top 20 finishers were out of the Southeastern Conference. Texas Tech, of course, from the Big 12, won it all. But seven of the top 20 finishers from the SEC shows the strength in track and field as well. Hey, let me talk to those of you who are buying or selling a home before we move on. Let me talk specifically about Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. They've been my partners in buying and selling a home. And you know, I'm not going to sit here and make it sound like I've done it over and over and over again, but I've done it more than once. And each time, it's the most money I've ever spent. And when you're in that situation, you want someone on your side of the table who understands the game in and out, inside and out, understands your needs, listens to you when you tell them what you want, whether you're a buyer or a seller. And then makes it happen, communicates with you every step of the way, and ultimately gets you from contract to close. And that may be what they do best at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington County. They're in Benton County. They're in the River Valley in Fort Smith. You're just talking about their office in Branson, servicing North Central Arkansas, the southern part of Missouri. And you can check out their selection. It's a good selection, too. You can check it out at WeickerGriffin.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I just want you to know, Chuck, I've been thinking about you.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Heck of a ball game. In overtime, Alabama wins it. Well, two Saturdays in a row, the Razorbacks have taken the home team to the wire in a shootout, but the Crimson Tide won it by a final of 92-88. Close but no cigar for the Razorback basketball team. Second straight weekend. Alabama came back at the end and won the ball game, and the Razorbacks head into the conference tournament below 500. As interesting as the game was Saturday, none of that stuff really matters now. The regular season's over. It's on to the conference tournament now. Muss is going to have a press conference later today previewing the SEC tournament. So I'm going to wait to talk a lot about basketball until Wednesday. We'll kind of have a pregame edition, and we'll have some fresh sound from Muss. Arkansas is going to play Vanderbilt at 6 o'clock. It'll be the first game of the tournament. If they win, they'll advance and play South Carolina the next day. If they lose, it's over. We know what's ahead. You got to win five straight, or the season's going to end in Nashville this week. For baseball, the prospects are better. Arkansas swept McNeese State over the weekend. They run ruled them in the series finale on Sunday. You know, Arkansas went up 4-0 in this game, and then McNeese State came back and took a 5-4 lead. How the Razorbacks responded was the best part for Dave Van Horn.
I just really like the way our team responded after we gave up the 4-run lead. You know, we had a 4-0 lead, then we had a 3-run lead, and cruised along pretty good there for about 30 minutes. And then, you know, they put together a really good inning. Started with a walk, and, you know, Molina was struggling with his control with the fastball and, you know, getting behind hitters, and they made him pay a little bit. So when they scored four and we came back and scored six. I think we'd scored a couple and then got some really big hits there. And it was good to see our team respond like that because we hadn't had too much adversity where we've blown a lead or made some mistakes that have cost us. And it's like I told them after the game, I said, you know, it's not going to be easy every game. You're going to have to fight and come from behind. And, you know, I like the way that we didn't panic. We just said, hey, let's find a way to get something going here. And they did it.
So now they've got Oral Roberts tomorrow night at Baumwalker Stadium, 6 o'clock, first night game. And then Missouri comes in for the weekend. The SEC conference slate opens this Friday evening at Baumwalker Stadium in Fayetteville. And finally, before we go, I mean, I don't care how bad a day you're going to have, but how about this? Kayla Ard. This is a soundbite that's just too good not to play before we go. Kayla Ard was the women's basketball coach at Utah State. She was until they lost over the weekend to Boise State in their conference tournament. They were thrashed. 85-49 was the final. So she goes into the post-game press conference, and here's what happened.
And how do you plan to rebuild for next season?
I'm not going to be rebuilding. I just coached my last game at Utah State. I spoke with Diana, and they're going in a different direction, and I respect her decision, and I hope they get a really good coach in. I'm assuming that's going to be the last question. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know that I've ever seen a coach announce their own firing at a post-game press conference, but clearly their athletic director caught her on the way. Between the floor, the locker room, the media press conference, somewhere in all that, she was fired. Now, I got to give her props for going up there to the post-game press conference, but I kind of suspect maybe it all happened very quickly and Utah State wasn't aware she went up there. I can't imagine they would have said, oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead and do your post-game press conference after we fired you. And she was right. That was the last question. She got up, moved on, and life goes on at Utah State. So whatever happens today, I mean, it could be worse. Hawks play Oral Roberts tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, first night game, if I'm not mistaken, in Fayetteville this year. And then Missouri comes into town for the conference opener Friday, Saturday, Sunday, conference opening series at Baumwalker Stadium. So there is a lot to pay attention to this week, and you can bet they're watching it at the Bet Saracen app. If you've not downloaded it, you're really missing out. If you have, you probably found out very quickly why it's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app, because it's Vegas, Arkansas style. The Arkansas teams come first. When you open up that app, the Arkansas teams are there. Opportunities not just for your traditional spreads and money lines and things like that, but prop bets, in-game bets, all sorts of opportunities to wager on your favorite players, how they may do in a particular game. Now, you've got your national stuff. I mean, there's lots of games. There's the NBA, college basketball, March Madness is here, and it's all there on the Bet Saracen app. I know there are a lot of national sports betting apps, but I also know there are laws in our state that keep a lot of them from operating within our state. So if you're going to be the most prepared and the most informed, you do need to download the Bet Saracen app. They've got a how-to-play video. They'll get you ready to roll with the Bet Saracen app. All right, we got a big week ahead. More football, basketball teams going to travel to Nashville tomorrow. They're going to play on Wednesday night. We'll see what happens. You just go play. Beat Vanderbilt and, you know, roll the dice and come out and play the next day. We'll reconvene on Wednesday from the Music City. We'll have a preview of the SEC tournament. Until then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.